Presentations by the Green Buffalo Medical Cannabis Group and TerraGen LLC, as well as an update to the ongoing saga of the Riodel Public Library branch, were on the agenda at the February 5th Riodel City Council meeting. First, council members heard from members of the Green Buffalo Medical Cannabis Group from Washington, D.C., regarding their concept for a world-class CBD research and wellness clinic in the Humboldt Riodel Business Park, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill site. Jonathan Phillips of Green Buffalo Medical addressed the council.
This is about getting medicine to children, creating data-driven protocols for the doctors. And there needs to be a research center that can do this. And with the blessing of a council and a city behind it, to create that type of industry was something that we all dropped what we were doing and put this all of our focus on this project.
The council majority expressed their general support for the concept, although there were few details at this early stage. A representative of TerraGen LLC then presented information on their wind energy project going in south of Scotia along Mountain Ridge and Bear River Ridge. The large wind energy project will include 60 wind turbine generators for a total capacity of up to 155 megawatts of energy fed back into the power grid. The wind turbines will each stand up to 591 feet tall, which is equivalent to 54 stories high, and they will be clearly visible from Riodel and Scotia. The project is being developed in an unincorporated area, so Riodel does not have any direct authority over it. The Humboldt County Planning Department is currently preparing the environmental impact report for the project, which will then go to the Board of Supervisors. Residents in attendance at the City Council meeting expressed concern about the project in general, particularly the loss of the unobstructed mountain views which many people currently enjoy. The city has previously been assured that the approximately 200 to 300 contractors working on the site would not be driving on Monument Road, which is already greatly in need of repair. TerraGen has designated Jordan Creek Road as the official access point for the contractors. However, the city has already reported at least one very large crane truck driving up Monument Road to the project site. The council was then updated on the ongoing saga of the Riodel Public Library branch, which remains undecided as the Board of Supervisors delayed a decision until the February 19th meeting. Multiple ideas have been proposed for relocating the library branch or making extensive improvements to the current location. The Board of Supervisors are grappling with approximately $26 million in ADA improvements needed to be completed before September 7th to comply with the Department of Justice consent decree. The Riodel Fire Protection District, which owns the building where the library is currently located, has told the county they are unable to make the needed repairs. They have offered to enter into a 15-year lease of the building as is, which makes the county wholly responsible for the needed improvements. Additionally, the fire district proposed raising the rent for the as-is building from $250 a month to $1,000 a month for the term of the lease. During the Board of Supervisors meeting earlier in the day, Supervisor Estelle Fennell said she had been told that the fire district would consider keeping the rent at $250, but this hasn't been put into writing as of yet. Board Chair Rex Bone expressed concern about the county taking on all of the costs of improvements in an old building that will likely require ongoing maintenance, such as a new roof or heating system, which would also fall on the county if they rent it as is. The county library bookmobile was discussed as an alternative if the library branch is closed down. The Riodel City Council meeting video and full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, February 19th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.